This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome everybody here, Ty Roxon here. Today is another solo episode. And today I want to talk about how to build a following with your expertise. So one of the most common challenges I have noticed while working with a lot of aspiring thought leaders and change makers is that a lot of them struggle with ways to position themselves as experts or the go-to name in their fields of interest. In fact, the number one question I get asked is this: what is the best way to communicate to my potential clients and the world that I am a subject matter expert in XXX? Essentially, they want to know how they can translate their expertise in a way that demonstrates trust and leads to a following. So, I recently asked Josue Pena, a growth expert who has a 200 million follower network, this same question. When I interviewed him for Thought Leader Academy, and that's a platform that I have where I bring on thought leaders together. And if you're interested in that, you can click the link in the show notes to see the membership platform. And you can join from there if you wish. But here's what he said. In order to build a following with your expertise, you could do one or two things. Provide value in what you're an expert in, or become the Google of the niche you want to be an expert in. So how do you provide value in what you're an expert in? Well, we'll start off with this. Is there something you're legitimately good at or passionate about? Well, share that with the world. And then identify one or two channels that you can consistently share your ideas, frameworks, messages, and thoughts. Consider the following methods when providing value. First method, create content. You can do this by using one of these or all three: blogs, vlogs, or podcast. I mentioned these three because some of you may consume information in different ways, but whatever you do, always create content and have it all point to a personal website of yours. You can't avoid this. Start off by doing it once a week and see if you can build from there. This will train you to organize your thoughts efficiently and coherently. Having a personal website is important because it's your digital home and it's not subject to the algorithm changes that other platforms that aren't yours may experience. It also allows you to collect email addresses, which you can use to develop deeper bonds and relationships. The second method you can use to share your expertise is to speak. When starting out, you don't have to do anything too complex. Start out locally. Identify industry events, chapter meetings, and networking meetings that would benefit from hearing your voice. By consistently sharing your knowledge, you'll hone your ability to communicate effectively and see what resonates versus what doesn't. It would also help you with your confidence as you become more comfortable with the idea that you're an expert. This will serve as a good reminder to you when that pesky imposter syndrome decides to show up. Make sure you document your presentations by recording it as well as taking photos. The videos could be used as part of your speaker reel, your YouTube channel, or repurposed as social media content, blog posts, or podcast episodes. Also, make sure you collect testimonials. They help to validate you. The third way that you can share expertise is by coaching or consulting. Once you've consistently been creating content and speaking, you'll be able to position yourself as a coach or consultant to individuals, corporations, and both, because you've had the assets to back up your credibility at this point. Creating content and speaking will help you develop your voice and frameworks. So don't be afraid to step out as a coach or a consultant. Even if you only have one or two clients to start off with, provide value and then you turn that client into a follower, or even better, an evangelist. All right, so that's one way to build a following. Provide value in what you're an expert in. Now, what about if you're not an expert? How can you build a following? Well, you can become the Google of the niche you want to be an expert in. What exactly does that mean? Well, let's think about what you use Google for. You use it to find out what something is, how to do something, or where to go. Now apply that same concept to an expertise you're interested in developing. This concept is particularly helpful to those who don't feel like they're experts in anything. So if this is you, think about what field you want to be an expert in and create a list of all the things you want to know about that field. Got it? Good. Now, start with a declaration that your intention is to be an expert in the field and that you will be documenting your journey towards getting there. As you're documenting, you'll be doing things like sharing what the behind the scenes is like in your journey to expertise, sharing trends you notice in your field from books you read, the videos you watch, the podcasts you listen to, and the thought leaders you interview, sharing your successes as well as your failures. Both matter. Now, for more content ideas, you could do the following. List out the recurrent themes that come up in your conversations with your clients or prospects. You can even keep a note on your phone so you have it with you all the time. Another content tip is to figure out what new trends and tips and tools are important in your market. Talk about it yourself or bring a guest expert into your program, your podcast, or your blog to talk about it. Talk about what's working for you right now. Like I said earlier, the behind the scenes. It's always of interest to the market. Also, what's a big learning experience you've had recently? A breakthrough, a setback, an obstacle, or a challenge you're working through right now? Or maybe something you've recently overcome. You can also create content about how you help your customers save time or money. Take what you're seeing in your market and share some of the mistakes you know are being made out there right now. Another idea is to bust a myth or dispel a rumor. Show a different perspective, bring a sense of calm, and help people overcome changes in the market. And the last idea I have is to show changes that you are making. Share your own evolution and learning with your audience so that you can build trust and they can deepen the relationship with you. All these will build your credibility as well as your relatability. It's what drives sales, brand awareness, and more importantly, it's what grows a following. If you can effectively communicate that you're a subject matter expert, you gain tremendous leverage over your competition because people love direction and crave connection. You're solving a problem or helping someone be a better version of themselves. At the end of the day, people want to be heard, seen, and understood. They want to know that they have value. My hope is that you become that guide for your tribe. So my questions for you today are these. How can you start providing value in what you're an expert in today? What niche can you become the Google of to your followers today? Use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.